I'm talking to Neil Fungon, financial services partner. Neil, why do you think that investment managers are failing to perceive the risks associated with the AIFM directive?
I think the simple answer is there's no certainty about what the risks are. If we think back that the directive was issued back in April last year, it raised many concerns around the industry across various sectors. Since then, we've had three drafts from the Council and one from the Presidency. There's also been significant lobbying by the Association focusing on the impact on specific members. And this has given rise to over 1,000 amendments being proposed to the to the Parliament. So I think, you know, there's still a long way to go in terms of what the final rules are going to say, but things are certainly going to ramp up over the next 6 months with an aim to finalise the text in May this year. So firms need to keep up to date on the direction of travel in terms of where things are going and plan strategically on what the impact could be on their firms.